Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
What exactly is a version of the truth? It's a big question in our country today, where a lot of people like us respect opinions. We understand opinions aren't wrong, but the truth is the truth. The truth should be a fact. There is no unique version of the truth for different people. We're learning this in the All-Star Game controversy in Georgia, and it's backfiring on Dems in an epic way. This game is moving because their version of the truth is that voter ID law in Georgia is racist against blacks. So the game's leaving Georgia and the city of Atlanta, where 57% of the people are black, and moving to Denver, where 9% of the people are black. These people have lost their minds, and they're in a horrible mess this time. We're going to discuss why Dems having, quote, their version of the truth, unquote, is so important for the rest of us to show America. Senator Marco Rubio is calling for Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, the man who single-handedly claims he pulled the game out of Atlanta, to surrender his membership to, wait for it, drumroll please, Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. Oh, boy, are these folks cooked this time. You got to hear what's in this letter by Rubio. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declined to throw out the first pitch of the Rangers game yesterday because of this whole mess, and he's right. Texas bailed out the entire entity of Major League Baseball last year by hosting the playoffs and the World Series when nobody else would. Remember the COVID thing? Now Abbott says the game has stabbed Texas in the back. It's getting hot. He's right. Royals getting hot, too, behind Danny Duffy. And man, were the Baylor Bears hot against Gonzaga. Now the national champion Baylor Bears. Throw in Paul Pierce getting fired for hanging out with strippers live on Instagram, and you've got a full episode of KKHI. Brought to you by Back9Development.com. The Solheim condominiums at Grandmere are very unique and interesting condos in the Midwest on the golf course at Colbert Hills for a second home, an investment property, or your college kids. These are upscale condominiums, one and two bedrooms, starting at $249 on the Colbert Hills Golf Course. Call my buddy TJ at 785-236-0161 to schedule an appointment to check them out or a consultation via phone. They're taking pre-orders right now for the Solheim Condominiums at Grandmere. Again, if you want to contact TJ, it's 785-236-0161 or check them out online at back9development.com. It's the numeral 9. And Back 9 is a great real estate development company. They're a licensed general contractor. They specialize in custom building. They can build your home or your business property for you, commercial property, or they do home room additions and things of that nature. They also feature these wonderful condos in Manhattan, back9development.com. It's Solheim at Grandmere. Ron Buck and his team at Buck Roofing have been friends of mine for so long. Ron's getting ready in the next couple of weeks to put the roof on my new house. I'm looking forward to that. They're online at rbuckroofing.com, or you can call Buck Roofing at 384-2680. That's 913-384-2680, whether it's a small repair, a free roof inspection, or a whole new roof. Buck Roofing will work with you. They'll even help you with the financing if you need it. At Buck Roofing, you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. And Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, online at joslynsjewelry.com, the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. Joslyn's has a great selection of gifts, big and small, whether you're looking for the finest upscale diamonds to pop that big question or just looking for a little something that says happy birthday or happy Mother's Day, whatever it may be, Joslyn's has the perfect gift for you. 95th and Antioch, no commissions with the sales reps, very comfortable shopping experience. It's like dealing with family. Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. What exactly is a version of the truth? And why did the woke mob's version of the truth in Georgia backfire this time? Hit it!
Fry Orthodontics presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Your smile is just the start. Online at fryorthodontics.com.
It's always good to have facts on your side. That is today's podcast, and it has never been more obvious to see than in this debacle in the state of Georgia over the voter ID law in Major League Baseball moving the All-Star Game this July from Atlanta to Denver, where there are increasingly inconvenient facts for Major League Baseball. And this is clearly backfired now. This is one of the rare times where conservatives get a big win because of liberal overreach, and everybody sees this was a giant mistake and a boondoggle, and There are no winners here. Delta Airlines is getting clobbered. Coca-Cola is getting clobbered. Baseball is getting clobbered. The city of Atlanta loses out on $100 million. Colorado's voter ID laws, there's a light being shined on those. So the tone of this today is just going to be, it's always good to have the facts on your side. And when idiots on the left, I mean, people who have just lost their freaking minds, cave in to cancel culture and things going on in our society for no good reason whatsoever, it's going to come back and bite them. And it's bitten everybody in this thing in a very big way, including Stacey Abrams, the political operative in Georgia, who now has remorse because the black community in Atlanta is outraged that all this money and all this economic stimulus for their economy in the city of Atlanta is lost, $100 million. These are the facts. Okay, these are just the facts here at the start. And I'll get into why this is so important and what's going on in our society, because I have some real thoughts on this tied to some other things that are related. But the bottom line is this: Atlanta, Georgia is 57% black, and Major League Baseball made a statement by pulling the All-Star game out because of a Georgia voter ID law that is not restrictive really in any way. It simply requires you to identify yourself if you're voting absentee. In fact, the game has been moved to Colorado, where there are fewer days of open advance voting than there are in the new Georgia bill. In the city of Atlanta, 57% of residents in Atlanta, 57% are black. And baseball and the liberals and Biden and the media and ESPN say this voter law is oppressive and bad for black Americans that live in Georgia. So the game is being moved from 57% black Atlanta to 9% black Denver. Now, if anybody can possibly explain to me how that helps and that is productive and how that's positive, they have taken a political, this is what the Democrats do so frequently, and it never gets a light shown on it. This is so important now that people are starting to see this. We've talked for months on this podcast since we started about the benefits the Trump presidency had for black Americans with the low unemployment rate, the college scholarships, the grants to historically black universities, all of the things that Trump did that Obama did not do. And it was working. It was beginning to make inroads. And now they've gone back to their same old ways. The Democrats are in charge. They take black Americans for granted. They don't really care. They prop them up as pawns, because ultimately the game for Democrats is not to help black Americans. Ultimately, the game for Democrats is to convince white people to feel guilty that they're racist, so they vote for Democrats. This is really, really important. It's the crux of the entire playbook. This is everything. Democrat Party and liberals don't really want to help or do anything for black Americans. What they want to do is prop black Americans up as a pawn and use them to make white people feel guilty that they're racist, so they vote for Democrats. That's all this is. They completely take the black vote for granted. It slipped several points in this last election, but somehow Biden's still the most popular president in history. But really, the entire race card that's played in America, all of this stuff, it's like the number one issue in America and has been now for several, since Obama took over as president in 2008, the number one issue, the overwhelmingly number one issue in the United States of America. There certainly are short periods of time where there's been other things more important. But the number one issue in this country has been race. If they make this into a racially divided country where everybody's talking about race, the Democrats win. That's what they're about. Divide and conquer. And so that's what they do. This is their latest attempt. And hopefully, some followers, and it appears this is the case, there are all kinds of people up in Stacey Abrams' kitchen now in Atlanta. They are really upset with her that she supported this. Like, wait a second, we just lost $100 million worth of stuff to another state because of a voter ID law that doesn't affect me, because guess what? I'm smart enough to vote. I know how to vote. I will vote regardless of this law. There's not prohibiting me from voting. Nothing in the law said this person can't vote or that person can't vote. So people are looking at her like, what in the world did you just do? I think I might have been the first one to be talking about this. But, you know, the first reaction of the thing moving had nothing to do with what they just lost. But the second I heard they were moving out of Georgia, I started thinking to myself, they're moving out of Georgia because they think this is unfair to blacks. I thought, well, they just took the game away from the blacks in Georgia. As a general rule, and, you know, we don't like to stereotype or generalize too much, but as a general rule, the most of the black population in Georgia is in cities, in urban areas, okay? There is also a stereotype for white people that live in Georgia, out in the sticks, out in the woods. We know who they are, right? You hear there's country music songs about this all over the place. We know who they are. It's sort of a segregated state. 57% of people in Atlanta are black, and they took the game away from them. They took all the money that comes with it, all of the black-owned businesses, the restaurants, the barbershops, the Uber drivers, anybody that works in any sort of the economy in Atlanta lost. They lost here because the All-Star game isn't coming. They lost, period. And this is like, Atlanta is one of the highest. There are more black-owned businesses in Atlanta than just about anywhere in America. And this is what we've been striving for. More black-owned businesses. It is vital to the success of the United States that we have more black-owned businesses. It's critical. And Atlanta is a shining example of where black-owned businesses are and where they thrive and where it works. And so they take $100 million out of that economy. That's a backlash for Stacey Abrams. The numbers don't lie. 57% black Atlanta loses the All-Star game because Republicans are racist. They move it to Democrat Colorado, where 76% of Denver is white. Oh, my God. These people are idiots. I mean, I hate to just keep saying that because I know they went to college and they apparently have some IQs and got some degrees in what? I don't know, but they have no common sense. I mean, not only did they blow it by leaving Georgia, could they have picked a worse place? Colorado? What's whiter than Colorado? I mean, seriously. It's the snow's white. Everything in Colorado is white. It just oozes white privilege. The fancy ski resorts, the expensive way of life, all the things that this is unbelievable. They couldn't have picked a worse place. Oh, let's take it to the country club. Let's move it out of Georgia and take it to white Colorado. I mean, baseball, how dumb can you be? The voter ID law in Colorado, by the way, there are fewer days you can vote in advance in Colorado than Georgia. There's a voter ID law in Colorado. It's been in place for a long time. You have to show your ID to vote. Their voter ID law kicked out 21,000 ballots disqualified in 2016. In the presidential election, 21,000 got kicked out because of voter ID. You want to talk about voter ID restrictions? 21,000 ballots got kicked out in Colorado. They have very strict voter ID laws in Colorado. Very strict. And this is where they move the game. I mean, I love this. Governor Kemp in Georgia is just all over Stacey Abrams and Joe Biden. He did an interview yesterday and he said, of President Biden, who doesn't know anything about this bill, really. He's basically been out there lying. We know what he said. He said, you can't drink bottled water while you're in line. Well, that's not it at all. It's about electioneering. You cannot be an operative or a supporter of a candidate and walk the line of voters and hand them water and tell them to vote for somebody. That's what you can't do. There's water available in line. First of all, you can bring your own. Second of all, most places have coolers with bottled water. Third of all, COVID's over in every place you vote. Every place you vote, every single place I've ever voted has had a water fountain. This is absurd that they're using water as some sort of a racist bill. This is crazy. You've never been able to go up and electioneer in line. You can't go campaign within a few hundred feet of the polling place. You can't go try to convince people who to vote for. These have always been things in almost every state that are against the law. And that's all this was. It was saying you cannot hand out food and water on behalf of a candidate. That's what it says. You can't entice people. You can't pay them, and you can't feed them, and you can't give them anything to drink to vote for your candidate. That's a reasonable law, more than reasonable. And so Kemp goes out there and says about Joe Biden and his handlers, quote, they couldn't even get Biden a note card of what's on this bill, unquote. And that's exactly right. That is exactly right. I mean, it literally is so simple to work for this president of the United States that all you have to do is give him a note card with three or four things on it that says this is what the bill is, and they couldn't even do that in this case. Or they gave him a note card with three or four lies, and he just went out and did it. I'm not sure Biden did this. I think what I'm telling you right now, I'm being honest, and this is the saddest part of this whole deal. These numbers I've just given you and what we're talking about right here, I don't think Joe Biden knows them. I don't think he knows them. I think his handlers do. I think they know and don't care. Again, their goal has, they don't care about the All-Star game. They don't care about the black-owned businesses in Atlanta. They don't care about any of this stuff. What they care about is, can we light a fire and send smoke signals all over the country to white people to feel guilty if they even remotely think about voting for a Republican? We got to make them feel like they're bigots. We have to convince white people that they're racist. Constantly have to convince white people, you are racist if you vote for a Republican. You can't do that. Don't be a racist. Vote for a Democrat. None of this, and this is as clear as day on this particular issue, none of this has anything to do with advancing lives in America of black Americans. None of this is designed for that. It is simply designed to enhance the lives of Democrat politicians and advance their bigger causes, which I think that, you know, they used to not say what they stood for. They got a whole bunch of new people in here now that say exactly what they stand for, and it's socialism. We know exactly what it is. We know exactly what they want America to be. This is a revolution. It's a coup. They want to take over the government. They want to change everything about our country. At least they're outward and we know it's happening. It's up to us to stop it. We either do or we don't. I don't know how this ends. We're probably talking about a 20-year struggle here to figure out if Americans get woke to what the Dems are actually doing, or whether people's lives are so good and so comfortable they sit back and say, that's fine. I'll just let the government do what it does. My vote doesn't matter. I can't make a difference. And hey, maybe that's where it goes. I don't know where it goes. I know what this is all about. It certainly has nothing to do with helping black Americans. And baseball is weak. I mean, just weak for caving on this one. They basically said, we have corporate sponsors and we're just going to cave right under to them. That we are okay. That we're good with all of this. Well, the blowback is phenomenal. And you know about this podcast that I don't like to read things very often. I sometimes listen to Ben Shapiro and I find him hard to listen to because of his delivery. But he also reads stories a lot. And I understand, he's a writer. I get it. But nobody really likes to be read to after like the third grade. But there's a couple of letters here that you got to hear if you haven't read them. And I know you maybe have heard about them, but they're so outstanding. I'm going to read them. The first one is from Marco Rubio, and this is just classic. The senator from Florida to Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball. Dear Commissioner Manfred, I write to ask you whether you intend to maintain your membership at Augusta National Golf Club. As you are well aware, this exclusive members-only club is located in the state of Georgia. Last week, you, quote, decided the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star game, unquote, from Atlanta because of Georgia's revised election law. It is a decision that will have a bigger impact on countless small and minority-owned businesses in and around Atlanta than the new election law ever will, and one that reeks of hypocrisy. Will Major League Baseball now end its engagement with nations that do not hold elections at all, like China and Cuba? Will you end your lucrative financial relationship with Tencent, a company with deep ties to the Communist Party that actively helps the Chinese government hunt down and silence political dissidents? Since Major League Baseball now appears eager to use its platform to demonstrate unwavering support for fundamental human rights, will you cease your relationship with the Chinese government, which at the very least, at the very moment, is committing genocide against Uyghurs, Muslims, and Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region people? I am, of course, under no expectation any of this will happen. Taking the All-Star game out of Georgia is an easy way for you to signal virtues without significant financial fallout. But speaking out against the Chinese Communist Party would involve a significant loss of revenue and being closed out of a lucrative market. In the end, as a citizen of a free nation, you and Major League Baseball have the right to speak out against laws in the United States you disagree with, even if it's on the basis of false information. What would be truly bold, however, is if you would speak out on behalf of the voiceless, who face arbitrary imprisonment, forced sterilization, coerced abortions, rape, and other horrific acts at the hands of one of your business partners. I am under no illusion that Major League Baseball will sacrifice business revenue on behalf of its alleged corporate values. Similarly, I am under no illusion you intend to resign as a member of Augusta National Golf Club. To do so would require a personal sacrifice as opposed to the woke corporate virtue signaling of moving the All-Star Game from Atlanta. Sincerely, Marco Rubio, United States Senator. And that is spot on. And it is Masters Week, and this story will not go away. I mean, I had no idea. You know how hard it is to be a member at Augusta National? It's really hard. So I'm guessing a couple of the owners in baseball are, and they probably got Manfred in because they like him as commissioner. You do this favor, I'll do that favor. This would mean something. This would be meaningful. If Rob Manfred gave up his personal membership to Augusta National, I would look at him and I would at least say, okay, this is important to him in some way. But Rubio's right. You can't say something as minuscule as a new voter ID law in Georgia is anything compared to what goes on in China, Cuba, and other countries that baseball is affiliated with and makes money off of. This is just the worst. It's the worst of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy doesn't hold much water anymore. You know, you say somebody's a hypocrite or this is, you know, that there's hypocrisy there. It's not enough. It's not a bold enough word. It's not, you know, there's colorful language we could use here on the podcast, and I've chosen not to use it. But I'd start it with, it's chicken ass is what it is. That's what this is. A person is spineless. Okay? Many of you have emailed me, or I've met you now since we started the podcast, or I've been around you, or we've spoken on the phone or whatever, and you always say, man, keep up the great work. I love your courage, you know, to speak out. I'm like, this isn't courageous. What I'm doing is what everybody should be doing, if you possibly can. And I understand some people are in situations where they can't. But man, if you can, it is liberating. It feels good. Let people know who you are and what you're about. It helps. It makes a difference. That's part of our process here with this podcast. You know, if I can get some of you to feel just a little more comfortable with expressing what you're about and not feeling like you just have to keep it in the walls of your home every day, like you can't be yourself outside the walls of your home. I know that feeling. I know what you feel. I'm telling you, when you get on the other side of that, it feels fantastic. One of the truly great things about this podcast is almost all the haters that I used to hear from, I don't hear from them now because they don't listen to this podcast. They would listen to sports and just think I hated their team, that I was some biased guy that hated their team, and so they hated me. Now they're like, ah, he's conservative, I don't like him, and they just move on. Nothing to see here. They move down the road. It's pretty cool. And we've kind of gone through a process in our lives over the last few years of sort of separating not people out of our lives, but distancing ourselves from some people that would judge us because they knew what we were about, or we'd have these discussions and they'd look down at us. They'd be like, oh God, no, he's some stupid conservative. What a dumbass. And we're like, okay, this is easy, Jessica. We can distance ourselves from that. That's easy. Now, the people closest to us that love us, if they are not like-minded, that's okay. There's a love there. We've agreed to not talk about these things or whatever. And we're that's family. I'm mostly talking about people you know, or whatever. You can distance from those people. It's okay. We don't have to all be like the closest friends around. If somebody's looking down upon you because of what you believe in, distance yourself. Move from it a little bit. And I'd love to see Rob Manfred give up his membership. I think it'd be so cool if he had to do something like that, if the pressure got so hard on him. I'd love that. And that's one of the best letters I've ever read. Marco Rubio and Ron DeSantis right now it's way early for 2024, way early. But there's your two front runners because they're not afraid. And it's a lot easier to not be afraid when you live in a state where you know you can win based on these principles. There's another man like that. He is Governor Greg Abbott in Texas, and he did a very interesting thing yesterday. The Rangers were totally packed. We'll have more on that in the second half of this episode. They were totally packed for opening day, completely sold out, nobody wearing masks. I loved it. But the governor of the great state of Texas was not there to throw out the first pitch. And he wrote a letter to Neil Liebman, the president of the Texas Rangers. And Governor Abbott writes, "Dear Mr. Liebman, thank you for the invitation to throw out the first pitch at the Rangers' home opening game. I was looking forward to it until Major League Baseball adopted what has turned out to be a false narrative about the election law reforms in Georgia and, based on that false narrative, moved the Major League Baseball All-Star Game from Atlanta. It is shameful that America's pastime is not only being influenced by partisan political politics, but also perpetuating false political narratives. The state of Texas was proud to help Major League Baseball host last season's National League playoff games and the World Series in Atlanta. However, I will not participate in an event held by Major League Baseball, and the state will not seek to host the All-Star Game or any other Major League Baseball special events. This decision does not diminish the deep respect I have for the Texas Rangers baseball organization, which is outstanding from top to bottom. I wish the team great success this season. Best regards, Governor Greg Abbott." And he is spot on. Exactly right. And what he has said to the people of Texas is, we're not doing business with Major League Baseball right now. If this is what they're going to do to us, disrespecting the people of the state of Texas and what we stand for, if this is what they're going to do after we bailed their ass out last year, which Texas did, the playoffs were there and the World Series was there because baseball had no place to go where they would take fans, except where? Texas. Texas held it because they'd take fans. They bailed the entire sport out last year in a big way. And now Texas is saying, you don't stand for what we stand for. We're out. We don't want any Major League Baseball events. We're not doing this. And I hope the Rangers and the Astros see that and see that strongly. And I think it's very important that these figures do this. This is how you fight back. The point of the podcast today is it's great to have the facts on your side. There's two letters right there that demonstrate for you how the facts are on the right side. We have this. We almost always have the facts on our side. Almost always. If you go to have an argument or a debate with somebody about any of these things, the conservative side wins with the American public. If you can educate the American public, this right now would be about a 75% issue. 75% of the people say, no, you should not have taken the All-Star Game out of Atlanta. You shouldn't have done it. It would be an overwhelming issue, just like the border is an overwhelming issue, just like voter ID is. 72% of Americans believe you should show a voter ID. That alone right there tells you this is a 75% issue, probably more, on moving the All-Star Game. And they never take that into consideration. Baseball doesn't think about that. They hear from some, I'm not even sure it's woke anymore. I think sometimes these CEOs, these big corporations, are so rich and feel so guilty. You know, like the CEO of Delta Airlines gets on his plane and he sits down in first class and they bring him a glass of champagne before takeoff or a mimosa. And he looks out on the tarmac and there's a bunch of workers out there, you know, slugging bags around in the 95 degree Atlanta humid heat, just dripping wet with sweat. And he's up there making, you know, $17 million a year sitting in first class. And he looks out there and he probably feels guilty. He probably feels guilty that he's not paying that guy enough. Honest to God, I think there's some of that to this. And there's a good strand of human being in there if you feel some guilt. But not if this is how you do things. Not if you feel guilty that some of your employees work really hard and don't make enough money and you're getting rich and you think the way you fix that is by moving the All-Star Game. That's not how you fix things. That has nothing to do with anything. You see, thinking you're woke doesn't do it. Again, this goes back to the entire principle and tenet of the entire Democrat Party of we really don't care about improving the lives of black people. What we want to do is keep the black people with us, prop them up, make white people feel guilty that they're racist so they vote for Democrats. That's what the whole thing is. That's the entire game. There is no other plan in the book for Democrats. That's been their whole game for 40, 50 years now. That's it. That's all they got. Because American voters don't like their policies. Nobody likes their policies. Nobody likes them. And when I say this thing is about the truth and having the facts and the truth on your side, there is a very scary thing that's been happening. This has been going on for a few years. I think I mentioned on a podcast a week or two ago, I was talking about Jason Whitlock. At the end of his tenure at Sports Radio 810, when we worked together, he didn't like me a lot more than I didn't like him. I just kind of stayed away from him and tolerated him. I was never big around going around the office, messing with anybody, picking fights. Certainly in a position of ownership, I was never interested in taking anybody's job from them. If you came in and you did the job, even if people didn't like you, as long as you weren't, you know, sexually harassing or whatever, if you're doing the work we ask you to do, I can put up with a lot. I can put up with him sleeping on the couch, which he did in the lobby, you know, taking naps at work. We put up with a lot of crap with him, all right? He was a big, out of shape, unhealthy, lazy guy. It's basically what he was when he was us. I think he may be better now. I'm just telling you what he was then. Didn't work particularly hard, didn't like to work, complained a lot, whatever. I wasn't trying to get him fired. I didn't care if he worked there or not. He worked in the morning, I worked in the afternoon. I could basically stay away from him. But he wanted to have the afternoon job because that was the big job. And so he wanted that. And so he was always after me. And when the thing, when he finally orchestrated the leave where he took Tim Grunhard and Bill Moss and they left and they started up their own sports operation over at another station in the afternoons, which, by the way, we killed them. We crushed them. We crushed that show like 5-1 in the ratings, just destroyed it. When they went and he executed this move, he famously made some lines on the air on his first day. I'll never forget the term. He said, "My version of the truth." I'd never heard that before. I'm going to say he maybe doesn't believe in that anymore. Okay? Because this seems to be something really strong on the left. And that's why this is so important. Why facts, the facts are the truth. Facts are important in all of these things. In this baseball thing, there's never been anything this good where the facts are so, I mean, how stupid could they have been to do this? So the facts are clearly on our side, and it's clearly having a lot of blowback for them at this point. But this is a bed that they made. But I remember Jason saying, "My version of the truth." And I said to Lebo, I said, what the hell does that mean? He goes, "I don't know. It's some kind of new thing that people are saying, my version of the truth, that my experience growing up in the world or my experience in the world is different than yours, so my version of the truth would be different." And I never knew the world to be that way. I always knew the truth as being facts. I've always said nobody's opinion is wrong. If you want to give an opinion, I may disagree with it, but it's an opinion of yours. That's not wrong. A fact can be wrong. The truth is right or wrong. So Meghan Markle apparently has busted this out. And you followed this thing with Piers Morgan, the British journalist who lost his job because he thinks Meghan Markle, the American girl that married into the royal family and is making hundreds of millions of dollars, but doesn't want to live there. She wants all her money and fame from the royal family and still live in California. She has busted out that term, and they're using it all over the place on the left. She told Oprah that this is my truth. And then Oprah repeated it back to her in a question, and she said, "Your truth is this." And so this is now a talking point. And this is the ultimate definition of fake news. Fake news and your truth are the same thing. When somebody says, "This is my version of the truth," or "This is my truth," or somebody asks you, "What's your truth on this?" A lie is coming. It's coming. It's cover. That's exactly what it means. And this is, you may not have heard this one yet. This is going to get really big. You're going to hear this a lot on the left. They're going to say our truth, my truth, your truth, our version of the truth, this truth. When you hear that, a whopper is coming right behind it. I guarantee it. It's a whopper. And that's what Piers Morgan picked up on. And he heard Meghan Markle speaking her truth. And Oprah saying, "Oh, well, you know, we know all these millions of people have died in a pandemic and you have hundreds of millions of dollars for marrying into the royal family." And one of the things she said was she never wanted to be a royal family. She never thought much of the monarchy or this or that because she doesn't want to look like she's been aggressively seeking to do this her whole life. Yet there's pictures of her when she's 12 dressed up like a queen on a balcony, like she's waving to the throngs. I mean, her whole life she's wanted to be a royal, a princess, right? And so she attains this, and now she's whining and complaining because her privacy is gone. Oh, wah. Rough go there, Meghan. But she's speaking her truth, and Oprah's asking her about her truth, and it's the same thing with this Major League Baseball thing. Major League Baseball's truth for them, their version of the truth, is that this voter ID law is racist. That's their version of the truth. It's not. They know it's not. They had corporations breathing down their necks saying, "Hey, what about this Georgia thing? We're kind of upset here. What do you think about moving the game?" I thought it was a joke. I promise you. When I first heard this last week, I thought it was a joke. Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game because of a voter ID law? That had to be a joke. There's no other way. It had to be a joke. And then it wasn't a joke. And then they canceled. And their version of the truth is that it's racist. And that is not the truth. We know it's not true. Their version of the truth is you can't drink water while you're in line. And that's not the truth either. None of this stuff is the truth. The truth is, and I just gave you the facts. The truth is Atlanta's one of the main places in America, highest concentrations of black-owned businesses. And they just lost $100 million to their economy. The truth is 57% of Atlanta is black and 9% of Denver is black. And the All-Star game just moved from Atlanta to Denver. That's the truth. That's not my version of the truth. That is not my version. That's not my truth. It's the truth. 57% black Atlanta just lost the All-Star game to 9% black Denver over a law that baseball says is racist against black people. You can't make this up. The ID laws, much stronger in Colorado. 21,000 ballots kicked out because of voter ID laws. 76% of Denver is white, and they just got the All-Star game. You couldn't have picked a whiter place to go play a game. And Rob Manfred is a member at Augusta National Golf Club, and it's Masters Week. This is just too good. I feel bad for the people in Atlanta. I do. I feel bad for them. This is a major, major win for conservatism in America. This is a major win for canceling the cancel culture. This is not the end. It's only one domino in the chain. But this is a big one. A lot of people are going to see this. A lot of people are going to know this. You cannot hide these facts. This truth is out. It is so easy to see. And people will ask, well, what's the difference between Denver and Atlanta? And most people, anybody that's traveled in America knows the difference because you just do. You could just be on the ground in one of those cities and go, okay, there's kind of a difference between Denver and Atlanta. What did they do? Oh, they just took the All-Star game out of a black city on behalf of blacks and took it to a white city on behalf of blacks. Okay, good move. Nice job, Rob Manfred. This, I'm not joking. I am not overstating this. This is a fireable offense for Rob Manfred. He clearly wrote in his letter, I made the decision. After talking with some people, for how long? 24 hours? This is not a decision you make that quickly. This is not. He's got a chance to reverse it. Whatever plans they were making for the All-Star game in Atlanta are not gone. They didn't throw him in the shredder. They didn't burn him. They know what they're doing. They can still host the game. Rob Manfred should resign from Augusta National and return the All-Star game to Atlanta. That would be the right thing to do. And have a news conference and step up and say, baseball is going to do what baseball wants to do, and if corporations want to be affiliated with us, they can, and if they don't, they don't have to be. My God, I'm a small business owner. I'm as small as they get. I've told every sponsor this podcast that I have from the very beginning, if it gets too hot in the kitchen, you can walk away. I'm not signing any contracts with advertisers. Anybody that wants to be a patron, you can cancel at any time. If you don't like what I'm saying, you disagree, or it becomes uncomfortable that you're affiliated with me in any way, I will smile, shake your hand, thank you for being here when you were, and wish you the very best. Life is too short to be affiliated with people that you're beholden to. It's a terrible feeling to do that. And if you can get to a place where you don't have to, you don't have to. I don't know why baseball can't be that. Why can't baseball's policy be, if you want to be a corporate partner, you can be a corporate partner, but we're going to run our business the way we run it. We're going to do what we believe is right and wrong, and you're not going to influence us. If you don't like what we do, we'll let you go at the end of the year or whatever, because they have big contracts, hundreds of pages long, lots of lawyers. Rob Manfred's a lawyer. He's a big, smart guy. I'm getting to the point now where I think the smarter people are, the less they know. I'm serious. You know, like these big-time lawyers and Ivy Leaguers and everybody that's so smart, they do the dumbest things. How could you not know? I mean, the first thing I thought of when I heard they were moving the All-Star game was, they're moving it out of Georgia on behalf of black people. They're leaving one of the blackest cities in America with the most black-owned businesses and the most economic impact to help black families. This is unbelievable. The second I heard it, I thought, what? I mean, this thing isn't in Athens, Georgia. You know, it's not some college football game they took out of Athens, 2 hours away. No, this is Atlanta, the ATL, baby. We're just taking it right out of here. How dumb can you be? Insane. Folks, if you're in the market for a new ride and you're considering a GM product, Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs is my suggestion you do. Right now, they have brand new 2020 Chevy Camaros, two-door coupe. Save over $10,400 right now. Was $40,000, $40, now just $29,625. That is at Roberts Robinson, only in Excelsior Springs, online at robertsrobinson.com. You can order, not just order online, you cannot just find your car online. Folks, this is what people are doing now. You're just literally building your new car. It's a great way to do it. If you're not in a hurry, if your jalopy isn't broken down on the side of the road, build yourself a new car. It'll be here in a few weeks. It'll be exactly what you want, and you get the lowest price when you do it that way. Call them at Roberts Robinson and ask them. They'll walk you through the entire process. What I did was I got on the phone with Mike. He's on my speakerphone. I'm on my desktop. We're looking at the same computer screen, and we're just going through and building it. It's phenomenal. I even called back a week later and said, I changed my mind on the color. I was getting black, but I want the gray. And he goes, no problem, because they haven't started building it yet. It'll be a few weeks, but if you want to make a change, you still have a week or two to do that before the order goes into the plant and they build your car for you. What could be cooler than building the exact GMC Sierra truck that you want? The exact truck with everything on it exactly like you like it. What's better than that? Do it with Roberts Robinson. Online at robertsrobinson.com or visit them on the showroom floor in Excelsior Springs, 1501 Kearney Road in Excelsior's. It's Roberts Robinson. Customers say we just make it easy. BeStock.net, getting rid of the 2020 TV models right now. There's a make offer function online. So I've heard from a lot of you that live outside of Kansas City and they say, hey, we want to get on the goods at BeStock. The outlet store is in Olathe, 14680 South Flaming Road, and you save a little bit more by going there because there's no shipping involved, obviously. So if you go there and pick up your own TV, you're going to save even more. But right now, if you order online on the website, well, you can buy these online and go pick them up yourself too. It doesn't have to be shipped. If you live here, you can order online and go get it. That's either way. But if you live out of town and you want it shipped to you, there's a make offer function on the website now. BeStock, B as in boy, BeStock.net. Make offer. 2020 TVs got to go. They're all brand new. They're all warranted. They're all ready to go. They are way less. Chris does note that he's not taking any lower than $249 on the 50-inch TU7000 Samsung. I'm going to repeat that again. A Samsung 50-inch TV, brand new in the box with warranty, $249. BeStock.net in Olathe. And Elite Automation. Brad and the gang at Elite provide an excellent service for people in Kansas City that are in business. If you know somebody in business with a retail location, a warehouse, or if you know people that are in mechanical contracting, things like that, that work and do maintenance on buildings, they need to be in touch with Elite Automation. Everybody saves money when Elite gets involved. They design and install intelligent building systems that make your building great again, or they have a consulting service to keep exactly the equipment that you currently have, and they say, this is how to run this, this is how to run that. They know everything about energy, and then when you save money, you share what you save with them. Everybody wins. EliteAutomate.com, online, EliteAutomate.com. I mentioned a few minutes ago the Texas Rangers had a sellout on opening day. It was glorious. It was glorious. Texans are awesome. God bless Texas. Seriously. God bless Texas. It was a beautiful sight to see. So the place is packed. It's a glorious day. Everything's awesome. Nobody was wearing masks that I could see. I'm sure there were a few people in some places that were wearing them. But for the most part, everything I saw, every shot that I saw in Texas, they just said, we're not just packing the place. We're not wearing any masks in here. I love it. I'm getting bolder and bolder. I walked into a golf store yesterday and had it in my hand. And my wife's got this little trick. She puts the things over her ears, but then puts them down under her chin. And that maybe is the worst. That's maybe me and her being hypocrites if you do that, because that's basically saying, we know that you'll think poorly of us if we don't have this mask. Holding it in my hand seems to feel pretty good. Like, I've got one. I'm not using it. I guess I don't see the point anymore. Anybody who hasn't had the vaccine now that really wants it can get it. And if they're still in that week or two period waiting for it to kick in or whatever, they're not going out yet if you're really scared. I just believe that's where we are. I don't think people that are going out right now are scared. I think that's over. I think the fear that we had a year ago is gone. I think people understand this thing and are learning to live with it and deal with it. And I don't think we should just be running around the rest of our lives with masks on because we're worried about a new strain. No, that's not me. But the cool part was they made a statement in Texas. They made a statement not only that are we going to pack our building here and have a great opening day, which is what we do in the United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas. It's not only what we do, we're not going to require people to wear a mask because the government here says you don't have to. So we're not going to walk around and tell you you have to. These things are lifted in Kansas and Missouri now too, right? The state mask mandates, is there a Kansas got lifted. Missouri was ahead of Kansas on all these things. I would assume it's lifted. These little local ordinances don't fly with me, I don't think. If you want to take me to the state Supreme Court, we'll go. I'm in on that. I'll take state law over anything else. I'll take state law over anything else. You know, if the feds say you have to wear one and Texas says you don't, I'm living in Texas, I'm not wearing it. I'll go with my state. That's kind of the point of this country. It's 50 states. It's kind of the point of it. So Texas made a statement. I loved it. The Rangers are great, great friends of Kansas City. They willingly came to town and lost 2 out of 3, which was fantastic. Then they had the sellout on an opening day, and the governor sent the letter. Really good stuff. Really, really good. Baylor just beats up on Gonzaga in the national title game. It was spectacular to see. You know, their shooting percentage was ridiculous most of the night, but at the end of the night, it wasn't as great. So Gonzaga was completely out of sorts. Baylor appeared to have, we said on the podcast yesterday, Gonzaga may have an advantage down low and Baylor at the guard position. Boy, that played out. Gonzaga did not have much of an advantage down low. It was a slight advantage down low. It was there. They got to the free throw line a lot. They kept pounding it in there. But the guard play for Baylor, just insane. And man, did they just pour in shots. 7 of their first 10 threes fall. They build a 19-point lead. It was all she wrote. Is there a feeling, a slight feeling of feeling bad for Gonzaga that they didn't get their perfect season? Are they the ultimate underdog from the smaller conference? All those things, yes. I would not have felt that way. As they were winning all year, I never felt that way. But as I watched last night, man, it's impossible to even say this because I did not see this coming, and I don't know anybody that saw that coming. As I watched them play, it looked like Gonzaga just doesn't belong in a big league. And I know they do. And I know if they played in the Big 12, that they would have had a great chance of winning the Big 12. But man, what a difference in the athleticism. And maybe it was the big emotion or the overtime game or whatever the other night. I don't know what it may have been. But geez, Baylor just completely outclassed Gonzaga in that game. What an absolutely amazing performance. The Royals win again. On Monday's podcast, we talked about the weekend series against the Rangers, and it was great to win 2 out of 3, but the Royals can't win that way, that the starting pitching was no good. You can't keep winning. The Royals fell behind 4, 5, and 6 in the 3 games against the Rangers and won 2 out of 3. That's not the way to win. The way to win is what they did yesterday by shutting out the Cleveland Indians. Now, the Indians were good last year because they pitched. They were not a very good hitting team, and they haven't improved much, it doesn't look like, offensively. Danny Duffy was sharp and on it. Danny Duffy is the most frustrating Royal there is, and I think it's important for me to say this after he pitches well. This would not be fair for me to point this out when he doesn't pitch well. I want to point this out after he just threw a gem, easily the best start of the year for a Royals pitcher, and the star of the game. Whit Merrifield had all 3 RBIs. He had a 2-run homer and a sack fly. The Royals win 3-0. But the star of the game was Danny Duffy. When you go out and you deal like that as a starting pitcher, you got yourself a baseball team. If the Royals can do that 2 or 3 times a week, wow, look out. Because that was special. That was really good. The issue I have with Duffy is, what do you think he does in his next start? Well, I mean, seriously, 4 runs in 3 1/3. High pitch count and out he goes. It's possible. That game was on ESPN. It was Cleveland's opening day. Danny Duffy knew he was on national TV. He's all locked in. Folks, he's got it. He's got the talent you wanted when you were a kid. And you said, man, if I had that talent, I would work so hard and so smart and be so into it, I'd be a Hall of Famer. That's what he was born with. And he doesn't bring it every night. And I don't know why. I've never known why. Maybe this year's different. Maybe he really brings it all year. If he does, if Danny Duffy goes out and pitches, you know, and is one of the top 15, 20 starters in the American League, look out, because I'm not, right? I mean, that's where the Royals are with Duffy. The Royals wouldn't have thought Duffy was capable of that or going to do that consistently, or he certainly wouldn't be the number four starter, which he is, because he's that up-and-down guy. Man, he was up yesterday. That was some really good look for the Royals, who go to 3-1. Fun start to the season. I love Matheny after the game. I'm really starting to like this guy. He said, I challenged these guys. I said, right from the start, every game, we got to win. We got to win early. And now he said this after he was 3-1. He said, there's been years, and he knows that's happened in Kansas City, and he's been around baseball a long time. The teams go out and get off to bad starts. And he said, I couldn't believe it. He said this. He says some of the best things. He said, there's years you get off to a bad start, and it's just, you know, it's over. I'm like, what? It's such a long season. We've seen a lot of teams fall 10 or 15 games under 500 and make the playoffs. We've seen that happen. I think what he's talking about is teams that start 3-9, 3-10. You're sort of demoralized. 2.5, 3 weeks in, the weather's been crappy. You're like, oh, boy, we got 6 months of digging out of this. That the difference with a team of starting, I don't know what the Royals will start. Let's give them a number now. They're 3-1. Let's say they start 12-9. Great. I'll take it. I guess at 3-1, you'd like to do better than that after 21 games, but I'll take 12-9 right now. You're in it. You're alive. You're above 500. That 500 mark is so big in baseball. It's so big to the psyche of what you bring to the ballpark every day because the season is such a grind. And I know this sounds terrible to say, but you have to be able to afford to lose today's game. You have to be able to say, not using my closer. Salvi needs a day off. You know, you have to be able to say, we're in a position where it's okay. We're going to play these guys, and, you know, you don't say it out loud, but doggone, if we don't win today, we're okay. Once you get 5, 6, 7 games above 500, you have that luxury. If you start the season 6-13, and now it's the day you don't have your closer and Salvi needs a rest and you're trotting some Sunday lineup out there that are half starters, half not, you're like, oh boy, what kind of mess are we in? It's a thing. It's a real thing. And he pointed that out. I've always known that's a real thing. People in baseball know it. They just don't say it. Mike Matheny says it. I love it. I like it when people do things and say things that are real. But sometimes they get you in trouble. That's the case of Paul Pierce, the former Kansas star, Boston Celtic, and ESPN college pro basketball analyst. He was, it looked like, at a poker party at a house, a residence, with a bunch of strippers. Somebody decided it would be a good idea, and he's clearly intoxicated in some way. Somebody thought this would be a good idea to put on Instagram Live. I don't think Paul Pierce thought it was a good idea. And I'm not sure you know, to be honest. If you got buddies there and they have their camera and they're shooting you, are they just recording a video or are you Instagram living? I don't know if he knew or not. I can't speak to that. I know this. ESPN fired him. Fired him. Derek Jeter was the first I ever heard of who had a simple rule when he was with the Yankees. We're going to have parties. We're going to do what we do. We're going to have social lives. And I've hired somebody at the door that will hold everybody's phone. If you want to come into the party, put your phone in the basket, and this big fellow over here is going to watch all the phones. If you need to make a call or you need to check your texts, you go ask him for it. You step out in the hallway or outside the building, and he'll make sure you step outside, and you call or text whoever you need to call or text. It's a pretty simple rule. And then even if you're the person hosting the party and you have a few beers and you kind of forget about the rule and everything, whatever, you got a guy there working for you, doing it. Paul Pierce is clearly in a situation where he could do something like that and didn't. Maybe he just trusted everybody in there. Looked like a giant place, a lot of people in there. Hard for me to believe that Paul Pierce knew everybody there. So, I mean, do I feel bad for him? No, Paul Pierce has got lots of money and his life's going to be okay. His bigger problem than losing his ESPN job is probably explaining it to his wife and kids, I would think. I don't know. But that's the era we live in where somebody thinks it's a good idea to just Instagram Live a stripper party. And Paul Pierce is out at ESPN. Hey, this was a fun one, and I think this was an important podcast, and I hope you found some value in my comments earlier on about a couple of things, about the actual truth versus somebody's version of the truth, and your ability to maybe step out and feel a little bit more comfortable about who you are and what you are. And if nothing else, I hope this All-Star Game debacle proves to a lot of conservative people that, hey, listen, I know I'm on the right side of these things. I know I'm not racist, okay? I know I don't want any black person in this country to not be able to vote. I don't know one conservative that wants to suppress a black vote. I've never heard that. These things are always made up on the left. I don't know anybody that thinks that. We have to be emboldened ourselves to feel free to go spread this message of what I've talked about today and let people know about this All-Star game. Tell them. If it comes up in a conversation with somebody, you don't have to tell them if you're conservative or liberal. But if it's a business lunch or something, whatever it may be, or you're just talking to somebody about, hey, can you believe this thing happened? Say, can you believe they said they did it to help black Americans and they moved out of 57% black Atlanta to 9% white Denver? Just say that. Boss, that's the easiest thing ever. You don't have to know the number. Predominantly black Atlanta to predominantly white Denver. Solved what? And you don't have to say anything else. It gets people thinking. What? They did what? They did what? Because the truth is almost always on our side. Not a version of the truth, not their version of the truth. The actual facts are almost always on the conservative side. Almost always. And when these things happen like this, you got to play them right. So go out there and be bold, folks. Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. For additional VIP-only podcasts, live streaming of breaking news, sports wagering tips from the experts, and in-person special events, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron for as little as $5 per month.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.